We have sunshine and 24 degrees.
It is 8:39 at AM 930 WEOL. This is our spotlight on Avon. We're at the UH Health and Fitness Center. Our portion is brought to you by Ray's Auto and Truck Service on Colorado Avenue in Avon, just south of I-90. Family-owned and operated since 1979. And joining us to talk about, I can't spotlight a community without talking to the mayor. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How are you?
We have Mayor Brian Jensen joining us. Great.
Now, how long have you two been together?
Well, we've known each other since when I first met him at Baldwin Wallace College, when he was already graduated but a consultant at the local college radio station. So that part puts us at about 1979.
So nearly
almost 40
years.
Something like that.
Wow.
And somehow we ended up working together now, and this thing together for the morning show is now 6 years now?
We're almost at 7.
Yeah.
It'll be 7
is,
later this
really?
Year. Really? Oh, I think so,
2011, is that when it all happened?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
We've got to get a fun catchphrase for you two together, you know, something that would a little more catchier.
We're trying to work on, we're trying to figure something out.
We should do that. I like that.
Like for the name of the show or something like
yeah.
that? Or?
Yeah.
Well, we just keep it the WEO Morning Show. That way, if they want to replace us with other people, they don't have to change all the business cards and the stationery that goes with it.
Well, thanks for being in Avon today.
Well, thanks. We always enjoy things that are happening in Avon. A lot of businesses still coming in. Different businesses, buildings being built. If you drive down 90, you see the back ends of different buildings. Is that the building? No, it's the other one next to it is that other place. Like, what are some of the things that are being constructed down
there? Right now, Main Event is probably the one big building that everybody sees when they drive by. So that's probably the first one that's coming up. You know, it's amazing to me. Culverts is coming to Avon. And had never heard of them before. But everybody calls them was just like, oh, it's about time. You're just like, what could be so great about this? You know, hamburgers, you know. But it's, like I said, it's a big deal for people that have been to it. You know, they want to see those kind of things.
Is this like celebrities visiting a town? Does that happen? I mean, it seems like that. It's almost like a name brand something or other comes, and people think, wow, we've been selected to be the special place for that.
Yeah, we always feel special when someone comes. I remember one time Justin Bieber stopped by. He was over at Walmart. His caravan was there. They spent the night over there on their way through somewhere. So, you know, we're always looking for, you know, a celebrity or something else that comes around to the city.
Did you know that?
I did know that, yes. Mm-hmm. Didn't Johnny Manziel stop by one time through here, too? That was a whole different issue. I don't know.
Oh.
I sometimes read the blotter
Ouch.
That happens on here as well.
Craig, could you get that knife out of my back right now?
Well, yeah. So let's talk about some of the things. My favorite thing in the town is the roundabout. That's what I love, Craig. If I'm driving, coming out of North Ridgeville, and I have a choice of going down Stony Ridge or going down 83, I choose 83 just because of the roundabout.
Now, Mayor, you need to know, he was a disbeliever who has now come around.
I was a disbeliever.
You were never on board with the roundabout.
Oh, I love the roundabout. There's the one on 57 in near Medina that I like to take occasionally. They're just fascinating.
Yeah, well, you can join my wife as a disbeliever because she told me the one day when we stopped at the light, and she said, that's the stupidest thing you've ever decided to do. I said, well, then we wouldn't be stopped at the light right now.
Yeah.
So she's a believer now. We've gone through it ourselves a couple times. I do it. Same reason you do. It's like, well, we could go on Stony Ridge. No, let's go through the roundabout. So
see how it works. See if it's still working fine, and it sure does. And it just kind of makes the traffic move through there. They need a roundabout at Detroit in 83. That's what I would. You'd get the one like they have in Dublin in Columbus that has like 8 lanes and other things like that. But that's an issue when you bring a lot of businesses in. It brings people, it brings commerce. Trinks traffic, though, and I guess that's another issue we have to kind of
You know, it's a wonderful thing, and also it's a curse. When any time that you have businesses that want to build in Avon, it's because of the traffic, it's because of the population and people traveling through. So you can't have one without the other. So a business isn't going to want to come to Avon if there's not a lot of traffic that goes through those areas. So,
have you given any thought to another roundabout?
We're looking right now. We're in the design process right now, roundabout at Nagel in Detroit. We have some things we have to do with elevations in that, but we're looking at that. We made a commitment to Holy Trinity right along there not to remove a lot of their trees. So if we did a typical intersection improvement, we would have to remove a lot of trees and widen a lot of areas through there. So we're looking to see how a roundabout would fit in there. We'll move it more toward Drug Mart a little bit and off to the east there to kind of offset it, just like we did over there with the water tower at 83. So we think it's going to be a feasible, but we're looking at it right now.
You said trees. That's the magic word for today, which allows me to bring up my next thing. Apparently, the because there's an Arbor Day program going on with the Miller Nature Preserve, they have a contest, or I should say just not a, an informational thing. Do you have the biggest tree in Avon?
Yeah.
They want to know, you get out there, and they tell you instructions on how to properly measure the tree.
How do you do that?
4 to 5 feet above ground to see how big the circumference is. If it forks over, it counts as two trees, and if there's like a nub or a branch, just kind of go a little bit below it. They're looking to identify, you know, the tree. Measurements will be verified before Arbor Day, and the biggest tree in Avon will be announced. Any ideas where those might be?
There's a possibility there may be one or two inside where we have the Aquatic Center right now, but there is what is called a history walk. So if you walk through that history walk area, that's one of the few areas of that has never been developed or has never been touched. So there's some big trees in there.
May not be the biggest, but I know a couple of years ago, former Mayor Jim Smith told me the oldest trees are there.
Yes.
So it very well could be.
Usually that correlates sometimes.
Unless
there's,
sure,
there's a tree that just eats a lot and it gets fatter or something. I don't really know how tree biology works too much for that.
Now speaking of that pool then, the aquatics facility, you've had, two seasons now?
It's been 3 seasons.
3 now.
Yep.
How are things going with that?
Oh, phenomenal. We had, I think, somewhere between 80-some thousand people that went through the pool area through the whole season. So we're expanding on that over there. We're doing a playground that's over in that area. We're doing a storybook walk with the library that's going to be back in that area. We also have a pavilion that was donated by Lowe's. So we're going to have a lot of activity going on this year in that area.
I know you have a program coming up in April, I think it is, for that area.
Yes, we're having like kind of the grand opening of the area, partnering with the library. UH is going to also be there, part of it. So we have a lot of different activities going on for children.
Now, I've heard that you might be one of the storytellers. Is that so?
We're trying to find a book that is low enough that I can read that I won't stumble across. But, I believe I'll be telling one of the stories.
That's a part of a job of the mayor when you sign up for that. It's sometime you have to read a story.
Now, can you read better than a 3-year-old? So that's what I'm working on now.
That's right. You don't have to spell. You don't have to worry about all that type of thing. I just happened to see, now, Mayor, you know about the Facebook page Avon in the Know? Have you? And maybe I could say, because these are those things, sometimes it's interesting with social media, you either have a culture of people that, you know, find out about things, complain about things, get interested in things. And I'm just curious, as a mayor, do you kind of keep a sense? Is that another way to get a temperament or a temperature of the community at all?
You know, I typically try to stay away from reading that just because there's so many people that want to comment on there. Occasionally, my daughter will send me a screenshot of something. They'll say, Dad, what do you think of this? But I typically try to stay away from that. We hope that most of the residents, if they have an issue, will call City Hall. I think some of the time it's an area for someone that can get on there that maybe is frustrated with something that gives them an opportunity to kind of complain about what's going on in the city. I did notice that through some of the issues that go on in the city that you'll see it get to a certain height of complaining, and then someone will go, I love the city of Avon. You know, some of our residents won't allow that to go much further than just the opportunity to say, hey, I'm frustrated. You know, I'm going to air my frustration.
If people do have an issue with the city with something, where's the best way to kind of help resolve that? What is it? Go to one of the meetings? Contact you directly?
They can contact me directly. I'm certainly, my door is always open. I'm always willing to take phone calls. You know, also we have council meetings every Monday night, so there's an opportunity to come before council if they have an issue like that. So it's pretty simplistic. If someone has an issue, you know, between council and myself, usually we can get most things resolved.
But before we went on the air, you reminded us that you're doing your State of the City address later in the week with 3 other mayors. Talk about that relationship and how it all works together.
You know, we have a great working relationship. You know, I've said it many times that it's like I wouldn't want to work with any other mayors than the ones I work with in terms of where we're together. We always understand, too, that it's if one community is successful at a certain time, that we're all successful, that we all feed off one another. And, you know, if one's struggling, then we all struggle. And I think that's the one great thing that we know, we have a partnership that has to work together. And you know, we talk about the roundabout even with North Ridgeville. It was like that was a partnership between the two communities, and you see how well that worked together. And I think if we lose sight of that, we're all going to suffer.
Orange barrel season isn't far away. what can residents expect, or people driving through the city, what can they expect this summer?
This summer, one of the bigger projects is going to be what's called an interchange flush over there at 83. They're going to widen some of the exit ramps coming off of 90. Also, we've got a lot of projects within the city itself. There's some neighborhoods that have some streets that are crumbling we have to get work with, a couple sewer projects. So, there'll definitely be some red or orange barrels, but hopefully everybody will drive safely. And, again, it's the frustration level. We want people to try to kind of just relax and realize that, everybody's got things going on in their life and just kind of be appreciative of where we all are in life and just kind of enjoy it. And being here, it's like you just want to go out and exercise. We got sunshine out there. Let's get out there and work out.
I almost smell the pool. I'm not kidding. Is there maybe that's the locker
sure.
room or something? Or there's some water
right through here
right
that'll
through
get
there.
You to the pool.
Is the
sure.
pool up there as well?
Yeah, through the locker
okay.
room doors.
Because right. yeah. it does have sort of that kind of atmosphere to get moving, get going out and doing things. Festival season will be here pretty soon. I just was looking at some information. I guess they've kind of tweaked a little bit of the duct tape festival.
Yeah, they're moving it, I think, to Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so it allows the Father's Day weekend on Father's Day to give your time to Dad on that particular day. So they got kind of a Thursday, Friday, Saturday routine this year as well. And this year's theme is construction, at least according from what I got some details there as well. Well, Mayor, we appreciate you stopping in
this
morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
Anything else you want to let us know? As Greg and I always like to do, if we talk to a city official, we give them one last word because sometimes the following day there's some kind of announcement that was made and we just didn't phrase a question right. So anything else that you want to maybe?
No, I'm just appreciative of the opportunity I have to serve the residents of Avon. And so it's, I said you go out on a day like today and it's good to be alive, but it's also good to be in Avon. So
absolutely.
Thank you guys for being here again this year.
Thanks for coming sure. in. Again, joining us this morning, Brian Jensen, Mayor of Avon. This portion brought to you by Ray's Auto and Truck Service on Colorado Avenue in Avon, just south of I-90. Family.